you come to the emergency department on any evening, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you'll easily meet 20 people. So that's your acute intoxication. And that's people falling over. There are ladies presented who have been assaulted. There are people who are saying that their drinks have been spiked or and have come to harm that way. You've got young men who have been involved in trauma, injury and fights. And Irish people, Irish young men, are four times more likely to end up in a fight and become harmed than if they were, for example, a Eastern European person of the same age. You're going to meet people who have been involved in car smashes. About one-third of car smashes are related to alcohol, and about one-third of the deaths arising are directly alcohol-related. So that gives you a flavour for the acute stuff that's happening now. The trauma, the injury, the sexual assault, sometimes the pregnancies as well. And all that kind of thing is happening. But hidden behind that in-your-face kind of alcohol consumption is the pernicious trickle of people who are in their 20s, their 30s or 40s who are coming in with belly aches, pancreatitis, ulcers, cirrhosis. It's very difficult to say anything nice about alcohol. Those people who are today having difficulties with alcohol and who realize it and are working on it, well, more power to your elbow, keep working. Those people who are in recovery, keep going. A day at a time is the only way to go.